This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on efforts to tackle online gaming addiction. The participants are Dr. Pawan Duggal, IT expert, and Anubha Rohatge, anchor.
Over the last few years, online gaming has become increasingly popular in India, especially with the rise of mobile gaming. While gaming can offer entertainment, it also has harmful effects, particularly when played excessively or without proper regulation. Taking note of the risks of online gaming, the government has intensified its efforts to curb online betting and gambling. This includes banning more than 1,000 such sites in 2024. To discuss the growing concerns over financial fraud, addiction, and health risks associated with online gaming and the ways to tackle it, I'm now joined by cyber expert, Mr. Pawan Duggal. Mr. Duggal, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you on your program.
Mr. Duggal, the central government is aware of the negative effects of online gaming and its potential harms like addiction. It amended the Information Technology Rules 2021 to crack down on platforms and apps and regulate online gaming. What are the main provisions of this law?
Well, we are all governed by the Indian Cyber Law, which is the Information Technology Act 2000. This is a 25-year-old legislation, which we have only amended once in 2008 after the Mumbai attacks. It's important to note that Section 87 of the Information Technology Act 2000 gives specific powers to the central government to come up with various rules and regulations to give effect to various provisions of the Information Technology Act. Now, of particular importance under the IT Act, this particular section, Section 79, which is appearing in Chapter Roman 12, it's a solitary section which is defining the legal liability of intermediaries. By the way, intermediaries are defined under Section 21W of the Information Technology Act 2000 to refer to any person who, on behalf of another person, receives, stores, or transmits any particular electronic record or provides any service with respect to those records, and specifically includes network service providers, internet service providers, web hosting companies, online auction portals, online payment sites, online cyber cafes, search engines, and marketplaces. Now, these intermediaries are required to exercise due diligence while they discharge their obligations under the law, under Section 79(2)(c) of the IT Act. Now, the government has been given the power to come up and stipulate various parameters of what constitutes due diligence for intermediaries in different circumstances and verticals by coming up with rules and regulations. In this regard, in 2011, the government had come up with the Information Technology Intermediary Guidelines Rules 2011. However, those rules, which were in place for almost a decade, then got to be replaced by a new set of rules which came into effect by means of the Information Technology Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Code Rules 2021. Now, these rules were subsequently first amended in 2022 and finally amended in 2023 by virtue of the Information Technology Amendment Rules 2023, which came into effect from 6th of April 2023. Now, the net effect of this particular amendment is that all kinds of online gaming platform owners have been brought within the ambit of this particular IT Act and specifically IT rules. They are now required to exercise various due diligence, and parameters of due diligence have been stipulated under the IT Rules 2011. In a nutshell, these rules want these platform owners to come up with rules and regulations, terms and conditions, and privacy policies, informing their users that they will not use the platforms for purposes which are in violation of the law, or for purposes of promoting gambling, or for a variety of illegal purposes. Now, keeping that thing in mind, the idea was that the government wanted to ensure some sanity and some kind of semblance of order in this ecosystem where a lot of these stakeholders were wanting to come in the gray zone and said, look, we are actually offering gaming, but in reality, they were offering gambling services. Now, these rules have got more clarity there, but while some players are complying with these rules, we've also seen the scenario where other players are still not complying with the rules. The problem with the IT Rules 2021 is that there is no penal consequences attached in the event somebody does not comply with the provisions of this law. Well, the only negative consequence for a platform owner would be that at best he would lose his statutory exemption from legal liability under Section 79 of the Information Technology Act. But please remember, Section 79 of the IT Act says that if you are a service provider, then the law is going to provide you a suraksha kavach, a statutory exemption from legal liability, and this will only be given to you if you fulfill four conditions. Number one, you comply with the IT Act and rules and regulations made thereunder. Number two, you exercise due diligence while you you discharge your obligations under the law. Number three, you do not conspire or abet in the commission of any offence. And number four, once you're called upon to remove or disable access to any such information, you will do that expeditiously without vitiating the original electronic evidence in any manner whatsoever. Now, therefore, if these platform owners are continuing to provide online gambling, the law is very clear. They don't get any statutory exemption from legal liability because their operations are in violation of the IT Act and the IT Rules 2021. And then they're liable to be facing their own legal consequences, both civil and criminal, which means that they can be sued for unlimited damages by way of compensation under Section 43 and 43A of the IT Act. And in addition, they can also be exposed to criminal liability for various offences under the IT Act and also under the Bharatiya Nyaya Sahita. So that's the current legal position. The law has tried its level best to give the message of deterrence to these service providers, but there are still some black sheep, and therefore the government is committed to ensuring that these black sheep need to be appropriately regulated in the online ecosystem.
Now, the IT rules that we are talking about, the IT Rules 2021, it places the onus on gaming platforms to ensure that any game not verified as permissible is not made available to users in India. How effective can such regulation be? Because you've been talking about the fact that, you know, the companies are supposed to indulge in due diligence. So how effective can such regulation be? And what is being done or can be done to ensure its enforcement?
Well, when one looks at the IT Rules 2021 as amended in 2023, it's very clear that the government wants to give a long rope. The government wants to give a message that please first indulge in self-regulation. And I think I see various manifestations and avatars of self-regulation in the IT Rules 2021. So this particular option to the online gaming platform that you determine whether a game is in violation of the law or not is nothing but a manifestation of self-regulation. The government wants the industry to act on its own rather than being forced to come up with stringent regulation. But clearly, this particular norms are not being extensively followed. And therefore, the time has now come where now Indian youth and Indian adults are now being exposed to massive addiction by these online gaming and gambling platforms. And the time has come that if India wants to safeguard the interests and the mental health of its youngsters and its other digital users who are addicted to such platforms, it will be forced to come up with some regulatory mechanisms. But right now, the law has come up in the right direction by giving that option of self-regulation to the platform owners. You decide anything which is in violation of the law, you don't put in place. So that tomorrow you can't say, look, I decided and I decided wrongly, or I didn't decide. Either way, the onus is back on the service provider, and the service provider would be required to discharge the onus by demonstrating through positive cogent evidence that he or she or that particular company has done its documented due diligence as mandated under the provisions of the IT Rules 2021 and Section 79 of the IT Act.
Like you said, the government has given a long rope to the companies and has asked them to decide, you know, what is legal and what is illegal. But at the same time, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued 1,298 blocking directions related to online betting, gambling or gaming websites between 2022 and 2024. These figures show clearly, you know, how serious this issue is, and the government is also taking it very, very seriously.
Well, the government is very concerned and serious about trying to ensure that this entire menace from the misuse and abuse of online gaming and gambling can be appropriately curtailed. Please realize we have cases, and I get cases across the board. I've seen students at the ages of 4 and 5 getting addicted to these kinds of games and gambling exercises. So the government, therefore, has first come up with self-regulation. You don't work in the model of self-regulation, no problem. The government then utilizes its powers for blocking under Section 69A of the Information Technology Act 2000 for blocking these undesirable and illegal online gambling sites, and tries its level best to make sure that those platforms are not visible on computers, computer systems and computer networks physically located in India. But that's not the end of the matter. Users are getting very, very tech savvy. They are now increasingly using the virtual private network route, so the VPN route,
yes,
for the purposes of bypassing the so-called ban or blocking orders and thereby continuing to access such particular websites. The time has come where India needs to have dedicated new legal provisions, stringent provisions with the deterrent effect dedicated towards online gambling and online gaming. It's been a pretty long time that we've allowed this particular ecosystem to operate in a gray zone. And because they've been operating in a gray zone, they have been able to get away with whatever they would want to do that. But now there's cogent, direct evidence that the mental health And the physical health of Indian children, Indian adolescents, and Indian adults are being impacted by these online gaming and gambling exercises, which are nothing but a new kind of an addiction. And before they continue to keep on perpetuating further damage to the Indian minds, the government needs to step in and come up with strong legal frameworks in this regard, which can supplement the provisions under the Information Technology Act 2000 and rules and regulations made thereunder.
You're talking about the youth, how children as young as 4 or 5 years old are getting addicted. You're talking about the mental health, the impact on the mental health and physical health and emotional health of people who are getting into online gaming. So here I want to share a recent media report with you, the findings of a recent media report, which says that currently there are 591 million gamers in India. This is 20% of the global gaming population. And the online gaming sector, which was valued at $3.7 billion in 2024, is expected to more than double to $9.1 billion by 2029. So like I said, at a time when we are talking about, you know, how gaming is increasingly turning into addiction, how it is leading to financial frauds and financial ruin, how do you view these figures?
Well, I think these figures are only a kind of an alarm bell that needs to be ringing in our minds. But given the work that I do, I can tell you these figures do not completely adequately reflect the ground reality. The ground reality is far more severe than what we can think of. And mind you, these are reported figures. The actual number of unreported cases far exceed the reported number of cases in this particular domain. So I think it's a matter of immense concern, not just from the perspective of the parents or the families of such users, because they've seen in their own eyes, through their own eyes, how these youngsters, adolescents and adults are wasting their lives and their potentials and talent. It's also ringing in alarm bells for the government, because now the government has seen that the self-regulation model in this sector is not working. And much that you came up with the IT rules 2023, because these rules are not specifically backed by any penal action and because they have not been effectively enforced, most of these stakeholders have gone ahead and tried not to ensure compliance with such rules, thereby leading to these kind of situations. Therefore, I think India is going to be a huge market. We need to wake up and we need to come up with strong provisions. Look, we are not here and the government is not here to close the online gaming ecosystem. We just want that this ecosystem needs to operate under certain limited limitations, boundaries, and that their activities do not need to contravene the provisions of applicable law in India.
You know, we're talking about how grave the situation is. So apart from the laws that the government has enacted, it is putting in place, and, you know, with every passing year, it is fine-tuning those laws and making them more stringent. But now online games are also subject to 28% GST slap. This, of course, affects the gaming companies rather than the users. Then how do you view this? Can this be a deterrent?
This can definitely contribute in the direction of bringing some deterrence, primarily because if you're going to be subject to GST, then somewhere down the line, you'll have to pay that money to the government. That being so, you'll be then called upon to declare your entire size of your operations, your transactions. And should you go ahead and misrepresent or wrongly represent certain facts, then you could then definitely be prosecuted for other offenses, including electronic forgery, which is a serious heinous offense. Like electronic forgery for cheating gets you 7 years jail time under the penal laws of the country. So clearly, there are ramifications. The government is trying to actually address this entire issue from a 360-degree view, right from self-regulation, right for enforcement of the IT rules to GST. They're effectively trying to push the industry in the direction, guys, please do not force the government to come in with stringent regulation. Please regulate on your own so that ultimately we want India to be a big hub, but at the same time, it does not need to cause prejudicial impact upon the minds and the health of Indian users and does not need to lead to a situation where there is flagrant and consistent contravention and violations of prevailing law. But I think now with this kind of messaging coming across and now with the Honorable Minister making this particular statement, the government's commitment towards taking effective action is very much predominant. So let's wait and watch what the government actually comes up with in its next step towards protecting the Indian population and the Indian mindsets.
Mr. Dugal, thank you so much for sharing your views on this issue.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on efforts to tackle online gaming addiction. The participants were Dr. Pawan Dugal, IT expert, and Anubhag Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.